following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The best things in life come in twos.
Is that how the saying goes?
Well, it's true for StubHub. In celebration of summer, StubHub's offering double rewards for summer's hottest concerts and select MLB games through August 5th.
That means if you usually score 2% back, you now get 4%. Or if you're a superstar member, you get 3% rewards, now double to 6% on every eligible ticket.
Clearly, you smashed third grade math.
Mad skills right there.
So get to StubHub today. Sign up for fan rewards if you haven't already and double your rewards through August the 5th. StubHub!
You're in your car debating a summer road trip, but you'd visit more gas stations than landmarks, and you don't want photos of fuel pumps. First stop, AutoZone. Changing your oil regularly helps you get maximum efficiency and mileage, meaning less time at the pump and more time looking up Abraham Lincoln's nose.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $21.99, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. First Friday in August, 4 weeks away from the high school football season, 4 weeks away from the college football season. Some games will be on that Thursday, some Friday, and of course, major college like the Huskers on the 31st of August. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, we are jam-packed today. In moments, we're going to catch up with Josh Harvey of Big Red Report, scout.com for our TNL Husker recruiting update. We're also going to hear and chat with Brady Hoke, Michigan football coach, as we caught up with him at Big Ten Media Day. Steve Sponberg is going to join us on the show today, day two of his official duties at Hastings College, although I'm sure it's been more than a couple days. Plus, they won the Class C senior state tournament in his final game with Sutton. Also on the show today, yeah, it's not over yet, people. That's not it. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jimmy Langan's co-hosting today. Any of those pique your interest just a little bit? You like those?
I like two of them. I want to talk to Sponge. I can't wait to see what that's going to be about. Hey, I went to the Kearney game yesterday. Saw the baseball game. Went to Lincoln. Saw him play. Talked to a lot of people that I consider to be good sources. And it sounds like maybe they did get robbed on that strike three, strike two, you know, in that game against Lincoln Pius, you know, kind of a tough deal because it really would have put him in the driver's seat. And, hey, you know what, I try to talk to a lot of people on that stuff, and it sounds like maybe he missed the call. You know, that umpire has worked the Creighton-Nebraska baseball game. It wasn't like they got somebody, the Legion tried to get somebody that wasn't adequate to do that game, but sometimes, you know, you're back there and you miss something. It sounds like he might have missed something that Kearney had a pretty good justification on that, not just something where it's an afterthought, you know, hey, let's blame somebody else. It can't be my kid's fault, you know.
And I'm sure, you know, Coach Archer had told us pretty much all year long our pitching isn't as deep or as experienced as we've had in a number of years, but boy, it sure seemed like their pitching got the job done this entire postseason. Can you imagine if you'd have told Coach Archer that you're going to trot out Ben Bourne and he's going to give you a complete game, one hitter, and you're coming home? Tough break. An error here, a walk there, You know, it wasn't a perfect game by any means, but 3-2, close ball game, where only one run was scored in the last six innings. And Westside wins it. They played Pius last night. As we all know, the storms went through the state. It hit Lincoln about the fifth inning. Westside's up 2-0 when they resume this afternoon.
You know, Ben Bohr pitched really well. You know, he got focused in after about the third inning, too. And the only base runner I think Westside had in the last six innings, the kid struck out, and the ball just went by the catcher.
Wow.
The only base runner. And, you know, Carney wasn't, like, in the last – they didn't have a base runner in the eighth and the ninth. In the seventh, Hunter King bunted. Evidently, the kid that played third base did not get the scouting report on Hunter King because it was a slow bunt. He throws it into right field, so now he's on second. He did score on a base hit. But, you know, if he'd have been scoring it as a boxing match, you know, who won round one, who won round two, round three, there would have been a lot of 10-10 ties, you know what I mean, on that game. It was well pitched by both teams, and there was a lot of swing and misses by Kearney hitters. But they did battle. I mean, this guy's a Nebraska recruit, and they battled. They swung at pitches. You know, they did what they needed to do to try to get deep into the count.
Well, you know who their pitcher was? He's Jake Myers. Paul Myers, the big, huge associate athletic director, money maker at the university. Paul Myers' son, Jake, was the guy that pitched yesterday and had 12 strikeouts in the game.
Yeah, and he pitched extremely well, too. He probably, you know, he had a couple errors behind him, but it was a well-pitched game. And just disappointing that, you know, when you get late in the game and you're an umpire or even a coach, or you know, you got to be at your best at that time. You know, you get into overtime in an NCAA basketball game. I remember doing North Dakota State and UNK one time about 20 years ago, and I thought, hey, it was like the day after Thanksgiving, we're in overtime. And I thought, hey, you know what, this might be the most important game I'm reffing this year, and now it's in overtime, and I've got to be at my best right now. I cannot miss anything. I've really got to be toe-to-toe with
this. How'd that work out?
It worked okay. But, you know, in baseball, in basketball, you can run down the floor and not blow your whistle. In baseball, you're the home plate umpire. It's either a ball or a strike.
Yeah.
You got to call it.
You got to make a decision.
And a lot of guys don't realize that. A lot of guys referee football, and they go out there, they might throw their flag seven times a year. You know, hey, I ref football this year, you know, but, you know.
I don't know any of those guys. 888-455-ESPN. Doug Duda, Jim Langen. We're jam-packed today. Steve Sponberg going to join us in a little bit. And in just a second here, our TNL recruiting update. But if you want to join the show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550 and Facebook us as well, ESPN Superstation. Don't forget as well, the Kearney Little Leaguers playing today at 12 noon. Time now for our TNL Husker recruiting update, which you hear every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy's Show. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. It provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL irrigation systems are proven technology that work and are easier on you for a lifetime. And from Big Red Report and Scout.com, Josh Harvey stops by on the Doug and Daddy Show. As it all gets underway today, there are some player interviews and availability going on at this time in Lincoln. Then it's fan day and practice gets underway on Monday. Josh, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How geeked up are you?
Well, I'm pretty excited. I think fans have to be pretty excited too. It's just the way the season ended last year. A lot of question marks this year coming into the year, but I think I'm pretty excited. I think most fans are pretty excited for the season to finally get here.
Let's before we jump into some of those questions and what we should expect here in the fall camp from the Huskers, let's hit the recruiting trail. Usually this is kind of a quiet time. The kids are getting ready for their high school season and the coaches are getting ready for their college season. Is there any significant news out there?
No, I think you nailed it pretty much on the head. I think the Nebraska coaching staff is really concentrating on trying to rev up for the season. And at this point, if you haven't offered a guy or whatnot, you're probably not going to offer him until maybe three or four games into their senior season. I think most of the kind of the storylines have panned out. Guys are either waiting to take officials or they're waiting until after their senior season to make a decision. And teams really aren't offering anybody until they get a little more film evaluation in on them. So like you said, at this point it's really slow. Here in about a month, you will see an announcement from Peyton Newell, four-star defensive tackle. You know, he'll make a decision right before the start of his season. But really, I don't expect any news of, you know, anything big here in the next couple of weeks at all.
What do you think of the class as it stands right now? There have been some commits, some decommits, some kids have come in from other places. What do you think of where the class stands?
You know, I like the class so far. I don't think it's quite as highly ranked as it was last year. I like where they're at because I think it leaves some room to get some guys in on official visits for some games that, you know, I think there'll be some pretty decent environments. You wish the UCLA game would have been maybe later in the day because it's going to be hard to get kids to an 11 o'clock game in Lincoln based on their schedules the night before. But I like the class so far. I think there's a couple guys, at least on Scout.com and Fox Sports Next, that are a little underranked or maybe not evaluated to the fullest yet. So I think you are going to see guys like Lorenzo Stewart, who's right now, I believe, just a two-star on our network. He's going to climb. You're probably going to see a guy like Pearsonell climb. Even a guy like Mitt Stoltenberg, who hasn't even been ranked on our network yet, climb. So it'll be interesting to kind of see after a month or two when the new evaluations come out, kind of where some of these guys stack up and where the class stacks up with the rest of the Big Ten.
Talking with Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, Scout.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What did you learn, if anything, about the Nebraska football team coming out of Big Ten Media Days?
You know, I think just like every year, you really don't learn a ton from those. I did think Bo Pelini was kind of frank during his 2 hours with the media there on Wednesday. I thought that he probably looked a little more comfortable doing that than he ever has before, and I don't know if he's just used to it or what, but there was a few little good tidbits here and there. The biggest thing that I took away from it is, you know, I think they've been talking about the offense and how they're getting confident, and this is Beck's third year and whatnot, but I really felt like they were even more confident out of Big Ten Media Days with where this offense is at and where it's going to be, you know, midway through the season than I think I previously thought coming out of the spring. I also think that, you know, everybody wants to bring up the young question marks on defense, but it's almost like Pelini is hiding, and not hiding, but just holding a smile back, because I think they're pretty confident that while this is a young group and there's probably going to be some breakdowns on defensive awareness and that defensive IQ is just not as high, I think they're really excited about the athleticism and the speed that this defense is going to have. And I think the schedule sets up perfectly for those guys to get some experience under their belt before kind of the meat of the Big Ten schedule sets in. And I think one thing I took away from it is I really felt like they have some, I guess, some quiet confidence on defense. So they're not going to come out and say, yeah, we're going to be better than everybody thinks. But I think they feel like that unit's going to be okay.
Josh, if there is a point of concern on Nebraska's offense, because everything has been just positive, what would you point at that might be a concern going into the season?
Well, I think we wrote about it today. I think the tight end position, you got to find the solid number two there besides Jake Long, just with what you like to do, pounding the ball and the way that tight end can be used in this offense. And so finding somebody behind Jake Long is, I think, crucial. Maybe finding somebody that's a little bit different than Jake Long as well. We talked that Stephen Carter might have an impact, and I know Taylor Martinez talked about him at Big Ten Media Days. He said he really likes him. He thinks he'll play this year. I think when you look at Stephen Carter's film, he brings a little bit something different than a David Sutton or a Sam Cotton can bring at that other tight end spot, because I think he can block, but at the same time, I think he's a better receiver. Also, I look at the offensive line, and they bring a ton of experience back. They bring back one of the best run-blocking groups in the country, but they still struggled at times in certain situations with their pass blocking, and I think that's something you really have to shore up. I don't think you want to see Taylor Martinez taking those blindside hits again and having those fumbles like that he did at various times last year, and so I really would look at the tight end position and the pass blocking on offense is the major concerns early in fall camp.
Talking with Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, Scout.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. this fall camp, not all 22 starting positions are probably in ink on Bo Pelini's depth chart right now. Whether it's a starting position or maybe even a key backup, where are the battles that you're going to be watching during fall camp?
I'm going to be really watching that Buck linebacker spot. I think Zaire Anderson and Santos have the Mike and Will not pretty much locked up. I want to see what happens with the Buck because of Thomas Brown's departure. Is it going to be a Jared Afalava? Is it going to be a true freshman like a Josh Manderis who can step in and learn the position? So I really think that position is going to be kind of a fun one to watch. We mentioned the tight end. Also up front on the defensive tackle spot, I think Thad Randall's healthy, and which is good. Everyone wants to see Vincent Valentine emerge. Is it going to be a Vincent Valentine? Is it going to be an Aaron Curry who showed, he was pretty effective last year? I know he battled injuries at certain points of the season, but I thought he was pretty effective when he was on the field and graded out pretty high. And so I really look at the defensive tackle position, the tight end spot, and that Buck linebacker is kind of the three biggest position battles in fall camp. And, I mean, things could obviously change. We could have some shakeup, and maybe there's a position that comes out of nowhere that's even more interesting, maybe a safety spot if you see a guy like Charles Jackson performing better than you thought. But those three would be really right now the initial ones for me.
Finally, we always like to hear about the new faces, and Nebraska fans always think that the grass might be greener on the other side of the fence. The next guy is going to be the best guy. Out of this class from last year, recruiting class, who's going to make an immediate impact on the Husker football team, whether they're a JUCO transfer or maybe even a true or redshirt freshman from a year ago?
Well, I really think, if you're taking it just from the class last year, I really have to believe it's Terrell Newby. I honestly think he's going to get on the field. I honestly think he's a running back that's going to bring something a little different than Amir Abdullah can bring, a difference than an Amani Cross can bring. And, this Nebraska offense over the last couple of years has been compared to Oregon, and we just see him keep recruiting speed. And I look at Terrell Newby, and there's a reason, he had an Oregon offer. He's the type of guy that could be a difference maker. You could put him in the slot. You can put him on kick return. You can put him in the backfield, and he's going to be able to use that speed. And he has a gear that really nobody on the roster currently has on offense at the running back spot. And so I really think you're going to see him, kind of as the season goes on, get a bigger and bigger part of the offense as long as he can handle it. The ball security is there. But I really look at Terrell Newby as a guy who could be a difference maker for this Nebraska offense.
He's Josh Harvey, Scout.com and Big Red Report. Follow him online, folks, for the very latest Husker news. Josh, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and enjoy fall camp, and we'll let you get off to work and appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we can chat again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. Our Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Some of the Huskers are speaking right now. They used to have a pre-camp press conference, coach and players would speak. Now they don't really do that, and there's a little more access to everybody during all that as well. So we'll continue to follow it. Don't forget Sean Callahan's Big Red Reports begin Monday and continue all season long right here on ESPN Radio and our entire network of stations. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got Brady Hoke, Michigan head coach, Steve Sponberg, Hastings College baseball coach, who just finished up with Sutton winning a state championship, and Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's The Herd. Reaching a large audience is critical to growing your business, but getting the word out can be difficult. It's time-consuming, and it's expensive, unless you use Go to Webinar by Citrix, the makers of GoToMeeting. Simplest way to reach and engage a large audience right from your own desk. With GoToWebinar, you can conduct online events with up to 1,000 attendees. Hold unlimited webinars for a low flat rate. There are interactive features like polls, Q&A. You can even launch surveys. So people will not only hear your presentation, they'll get involved. Go to Webinar. Simple to set up, easy for your audience to use. No IT support needed. Right now, don't wait. 30-day free trial. Visit gotowebinar.com and click the Try It Free button. That's gotowebinar.com. Try.
We'll have partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms developing. East winds at 5 to 15 with our highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower storm, mostly cloudy and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's August. I know that summer's running out on some folks. The official end of summer, of course, I always say is Labor Day. That gives us a whole month, though, to enjoy, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yes.
We got all of August.
Yeah, this is going to be a good 31 days, or 30, I guess, is all we got left.
Yeah, 30, because we already went through yesterday. We're already in the second day. A lot of great things going on, and whether you got some vacation, whether you're just enjoying some time with your buddies, your family, yourself, hope it's a great month for you, and then when we're at the end of the month, we'll be talking everything high school, college football, and volleyball and all that. And folks, while you're out there, don't forget the grill is your friend, and the food on your grill should be your friend as well. And your friends are at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 here in Kearney, with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef and the freshest sausage coming out of the smokehouse every single day. And the great thing about Kerry is every week he's kind of got that special, maybe, sausage. He's had some chili cheese brats, pineapple brats, jalapeno garlic. Some of them are always there. Some of them he's trying new, maybe just puts out every once in a while. And why not stop in and check them all out? Plus, pick up some prime rib. Can't go wrong there. And quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. You can't go wrong. As you maybe get ready to send the kids off to college, they need some food. Throw some Troutman's in for them. Or maybe you can celebrate. You're sending the kids off to college. They won't be eating your food anymore. Get some Troutman's in your refrigerator and your freezer, and you'll be ready to go. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday program, and we are pleased to welcome back into the Doug and Daddy Show the new Hastings College baseball coach, Steve Sponberg, who, of course, if you've lived in this area at all for the past three decades, you know Steve has done so much with American Legion Baseball, coaching in high school, and Sutton is going to be highly ranked again this year when the football and basketball seasons get going. And Steve, a pleasure to have you back on the show, and of course the main reason today is to talk about winning a third consecutive state championship with your son and his Sutton teammates. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. It's been a great run there, and the kids played well, and we were fortunate to get it done.
Take me through what was maybe different about this season, because everybody saw these kids play basketball, saw these kids have an outstanding football season, and I'm sure everything else that they've done. So they now know a lot of the names of these kids that were on the Sutton Ball Club. What made this baseball season different than the previous two?
Well, you know, we had a tremendous group of competitors all through the school year, and then it just went right out into the summer. And the same, a lot of the same kids that participated in the football and the basketball were also on the baseball team. And then we were fortunate enough to get two or three kids that were back a year from college that really rounded out our team. I would say as a whole, our team was at best, inconsistent offensively. We weren't a team that was going to score a ton of runs against anybody that was out there. But if you gave us opportunities with walks and errors, it gave us an opportunity to get a few hits and score some runs. But without a doubt, our strength was our pitching staff and our defense. We didn't give up a lot of four- and five-out innings to teams. They had to earn things that they got. And we had actually developed a pitching staff. And a lot of times in Class C, that's a little more difficult to do in the fact that you don't have the numbers available. But we were really fortunate to have actually – five guys that throughout the year threw 40 plus innings for us. So when you can get five guys to do that and pitch fairly well and throw a lot of strikes and you play good defense behind them, yeah, you at least give yourself an opportunity to win.
Hey, Coach, in Class A, normally they play around 50 games, you know, maybe 55. In Class C, about how many games do you play in the season?
Well, we ended up this year, Jim, 47-4. So we played 51 games. And to be honest, that's I've had people tell me in Class C that doesn't hardly seem fair. We can't get kids that want to commit to that. And things like that. I know Pender, the team that we played, had only played 29-30 games that we played in the finals. So I scheduled very similar to what I did in Kearney when I went there, and not necessarily, again, to coach, but more to watch my son. But when I was asked to coach, I basically asked them, do you think that they would play this similar to a varsity sport in the high school season? And in a lot of places, and especially in the smaller class, they don't do that. It's more of a, I won't say recreational, but they don't play as many games. But we ended up getting 12 kids that committed to it. Nine of those kids played all 3 years for me, and in each of those years we played right around the 50-game mark. So they played a lot of baseball, had a lot of repetition, and we'd like to think that that was one of the reasons that we got better.
Steve Sponberg, a Sutton Legion baseball coach, and, of course, the Hastings College baseball coach. Besides Lance, how many of these kids are looking to play baseball in the future? Because I know there's a handful of them that have opportunities to maybe pick their sport.
Yeah, very much so. We're really fortunate. I know Lance is going back for his sophomore year down at Morningside, so we're really happy for that. Reed Stone, who was our leadoff hitter and actually pitched a number of innings for us, is going down to Beatrice and going to try to play some junior college ball down there with the hope that with improvement he can move on. Brody Yost was probably our number two or three pitcher for us and hit in the middle of our order, and he's going to go to Concordia and play baseball and maybe do a little pitching there. And then Harrison Beal, a guy who really came on strong for us toward the end of the year, is going to Nebraska Wesleyan and going to try to play baseball. So, you know, we were very fortunate. A lot of people might say, well, you did a good job coaching, but when you have four guys that are going to at least some NAIA schools and try to continue their education and their baseball career, you also have some ability there.
Steve Sponberg with us here. You had some very competitive games, not just with Pender, 1-0 win over Malcolm, and we've seen you do that in the tournament before because your pitching is so good. St. Paul took you 12 innings. They have been a very good program, but finally got to this level a little bit for them. What did you think of the field overall compared to maybe the last couple years?
Well, that's a good question. I thought this year's this field as a whole was much better. I thought the teams that were down there, with the exception of maybe a couple, any of them could have won the tournament. I thought they were that good. I thought all of them hit the ball extremely well. Some just had a little deeper pitching staff than others, and when you get deeper into the tournament, that's where you've got to score some runs. But, you know, we were really concerned. We won our first game fairly easily, but then from that point, like you said, I thought Malcolm had an outstanding team. They won the junior state tournament last year and had a lot of those guys mixed in with a couple of kids that were back from the previous year, and so we were able to win that game 1-0. And then we really ran into three games in a row there where Pender beat us in eight innings. We actually scored two in the bottom of the seventh to tie the game, and then they went on and scored three in the eighth to beat us 7-4. But we went eight innings there. Then the next day, just to try to stay alive, we went 12 against St. Paul. And then the following day, actually, when we played Pender in the first elimination game for us, we went 10 more. So when you start piling up innings like that, plus one of our top three pitchers, Brody Yost, had some shoulder problems, and so we weren't able to use him like we wanted to. It really bared out to the number of games, like Jim had just said, that we played, and we were able to develop a pitching staff. So we had guys like Lance and Reed Stone and actually Harrison Beal come in and really do a nice job for us to fill in, where if you don't play those number games, you may not develop that staff.
Jimmy, every time we talk to Steve, you get that point, and we've had so many coaches, whether it's the high school or the college level, that you run into this, that their kids play, and they're usually pretty darn good. And we talk about Lance quite a bit, but his numbers are incredible. 36-0, I believe, was the number over the last 3 years of his pitching career. So also from the dad standpoint, Steve, congratulations. One thing that we talked with Sponge off the air about this that we'll address because the fans know about it is that it was a weird ending, I guess, obviously, for you because you were thrown out of a game earlier in the tournament, and it sounds to me, listening to all the facts, that some of the folks in O'Neill probably didn't make the right decisions. You weren't actually able to coach in the dugout the last two games, is that correct? And how did that affect the way those games went?
Well, it was a situation in the game against Pender that we got beat where there was, I would call it a tight strike zone. I'm not going to say it was necessarily for us or against us, but questioning that, I guess that's one thing I found out in Class C. You don't say a whole lot. They don't take a whole lot. More so in A, they're more a little bit apt to maybe have guys that have been around that are going to talk to you a little bit, things like that. But for whatever the reason, he didn't feel like he wanted me to stick around. So when I got tossed out, it wasn't so much the O'Neill people. I think O'Neill really was I know they sent letters to the American Legion board saying they thought it was kind of an unjust ruling to have me sit for the rest of the tournament, but that's the way it worked out. The Legion upheld that. And so, you know, the disappointment thing, I think, was not being able to be in the dugout. I enjoyed doing that, working with those kids all year, and then when that's taken away from you. And but people are going to say, well, it was my own fault, and I'm an old guy and sometimes don't keep my mouth shut as much as I should, but I do have a lot of passion for the game and talk to our kids about not talking to umpires and just playing the game. It's hard enough to do that, and let me stick up for you if I feel like we're not getting what we feel is a fair shake at times. So I tried to do that, and things didn't work out that way. But, you know, I've had the same three assistant coaches for the last 3 years, and I'd like to think they've learned some baseball, not only with myself, but things that they've already known. So the kids still play the game. The game is not about me. The game's about the kids. So they went out and played the game, and I stood down the line and watched the game. And would I have liked to be there? You bet. Was I there? No. But they still played the way. The guys that I have helping me did a fabulous job. So I don't think it was done a lot differently than anything that I would have done. And maybe it was done a little bit better. Maybe that's why we won.
Hey, Coach, a couple things. One, I've umpired you forever. And one thing I will say for sure is your players never say a word. You've really done a good job of making sure that your players always respected the officials. And if you, like you said, if you were going to have to take care of something, you'd try to take care of it yourself. Next thing, I'll just let the listeners decide this. Pender's 25-4. Sutton's 43-4. And there's 18 walks in that game. I'm saying, you know what? I'm saying both Pender and Sutton, we're glad you said something. Both teams were glad you went out there to question the strike zone.
Yeah, Jimmy's point is, you know, you got that many wins and so few losses, you probably got some kids that know what they're doing out there on the mound.
Well, you know, and I think that was the thing. And again, like I said, the umpiring wasn't unjust for one side or the other. It was just a difficult game to get some flow into. And like you said, there was 19 walks issued in the game against two teams that probably combined for about a 50-12 record. So obviously they had some good players. They had a little bit of depth in their pitching staff to establish themselves at that. And, you know, those things sometimes happen. So again, like I said, I, you know, made the mention that I thought we could open up the zone a little bit. That's basically what I said. And it must have set the wrong way. And so he made that decision. And the unfortunate thing, like I said, I'd like to think I'm a pretty good sport. When the game's over, I'm going to go over and shake hands and certainly congratulate another team if they're better than we are. And just felt like perhaps that was a little severe to make that move at that time. But, you know, that's my opinion. I'm sure he has a different one. And, you know, we'll go with it. And we're certainly glad the outcome came the way it was.
Yeah, state championship for Steve Sponberg and his dozen outstanding athletes. And, Steve, last question before I let you go here. Obviously, now you're a Hastings College baseball coach. We talked to you when you accepted the position. You're officially 2 days in, although I'm sure you've been working all summer on that. What's the status? What do you think so far?
Well, you know, it's going to be a change in my life. Like I said, I miss the community of Sutton immensely. I've enjoyed the relationships I've had there with not only administrators, teachers, and athletes. The community's been very supportive, and we had a tremendous crowd at O'Neill. I mean, that's just the way the community is. So I'm going to miss that part of it. A lot of people have questioned me, you're out of your mind moving to the next stage, but I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to a number of kids. It's a lot different. The people here have welcomed me with open arms. I think they're committed to wanting to be successful. Coach Bobby's had a great tenure. I certainly understand why he's stepping down. He wants to follow his kids, and it's kind of a similar situation that I did when I left Kearney, wanting to follow mine. So baseball's baseball. I'm going to coach it the same way. I hope to bring some intensity to the game. We want to try to make Hastings College the best team we can possibly get. And I'm a guy that's been from Nebraska. I have a number of ties there, and it's a big factor to me. I know Hastings College roster's been predominantly Colorado over the years, but I want to continue to keep that line open, but I also want to get my feet planted in the Tri-Cities area, the Lincoln and Omaha areas, and even out west. So we want to bring some great Nebraska athletes in here to go along with the mix that they have from Colorado and make Hastings College a competitive team each year that contends for a conference championship and the potential to get to the national title.
Hey, Coach, well said. I'll just let you know, if I do some of your fall ball this year, promise I won't throw you, okay? No matter how bad it gets. I want you around so you can take care of some other dilemmas I might have.
You've never missed a call. Why would he be angry?
Come on.
Well, Jim, you know, it's having worked with me. I very rarely say anything, so that's why it's been very unusual. But, no, we'll have you come over and do that. We appreciate it. You know, I guess in Class C, I really learned there's been some really good umpires, but we've also had some that are – so it's always nice when you have guys that have been around the game and know what it's all about. But you've done a great job for us over the years, so we'll have you come over here every now and then.
Sounds great.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the time. Again, congratulations on wrapping up the Legion New Year with another state championship, and we'll continue to talk to you when the baseball season gets going for Hastings College.
Thank you very much, Doug and Jim. Enjoy being on.
Take care. Steve Sponberg, state champions, third year in a row. Quite the deal. Folks, don't forget, you don't even have to be a state champion to eat like a state champion at Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings, downtown and right across from legendary Duncan Field in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, home of a bazillion sandwiches. What do you got today, Jimmy?
See, how many games have the Royals won in a row? Is it 8 or 9?
9.
Let's go with number 9.
Excellent selection, the ham and turkey combo. And if they win 10, you can get the E Italiano combo with all the great pepperoni and some great meats and cheeses. And that's the beauty of Big Daly's Deli. You pick the bread, you pick the meats, you pick the cheeses, you pick the toppings, hot, warm, whatever, or warm, cold, whatever you want. You can get a combo meal. It's good. There's something to please everybody in your family, whether it's the kids, whether it's you, whether it's the husband, wife, whether it's grandma, grandpa, everybody can be happy at Big Daly's Deli. Stop by and see them. Open 7 days a week. Top of the hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Two locations in Hastings. When we come back, Mike Perennio, Mandalay Bay Racebook and Race and Sports Book Director in Las Vegas, right after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, summer heat can melt down your car battery faster than a snow cone on a hot dashboard. That's why at Advance, we test your battery for you. Free. Need a new one? We'll install it. Also free. No reason for you to get all hot and sweaty. Come to think of it, no reason to put a snow cone on your dashboard. But that's irrelevant. Fast, free battery installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can save up to $1,000 on new appliances. That's major savings on major brands like Maytag, Samsung, and LG. Whether you're upgrading your refrigerator, stove, or washer and dryer, you'll find the styles and the savings you need to keep your home running smoothly. Save up to $1,000 on new appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on appliances of $396 or more through August 14th, U.S. only. See store.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms developing. East winds at 5 to 15 with our highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm, mostly cloudy and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday show. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, should Alex Rodriguez be banned from Major League Baseball? Jimmy, what do you think? Should he be banned?
Yeah, get him. He's done.
Wow.
How's that for an answer?
Man, I would never want it to have been called into your office. Smack! I said no, and it's fairly split down the middle, although 57% of our voters said yes, they should ban Alex Rodriguez. 43% said no. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. The preseason college football poll came out yesterday. We talked about it on the show, USA Today Coaches Poll. Nebraska is ranked 18th. Ranked 18th. What do you think, Jimmy? Too high, too low, or just right?
Probably too low. You know, 15, 16, 17, and 18, I think it was like Michigan, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and somebody else.
Texas.
Yeah, there it is. Texas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Nebraska. 15, 16, 17, and 18. How many times have those people been fighting for the thing? And now they're 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Well, folks, you can vote on it. I mentioned yesterday I got to co-host Hail Varsity with Chris Schmidt out of Lincoln yesterday, and we discussed this a little bit more in length. I said at this point, 10 to 20 really doesn't matter because, or 11 to 20 doesn't matter because you got to go undefeated to win the national championship. The teams will fall by you, and so then you go out and prove it. To be ranked in the top 10, maybe you can get away with a loss, especially in the top five, and make that national championship game. So I think it's about right. I was a little surprised because I never really – that was about as low as any of the preseason publications had them. So if they're too low, it's by a spot or two. I kind of thought they'd be 15 is what I thought. Trent tweets us here. He says, Nebraska being 18, that's a 4 to 5 spots higher than I thought we would be. Thanks, Trent. You can you can tweet us anytime at ESPN 1460 1550. Well, he's still a Husker fan, and he has been always gracious, giving his time on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Mandalay Bay head lifeguard. He's just got off the chair. He is Mike Perenio. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, Doug, Jim. Glad to be back.
Well, how's the summer going? What have you been doing? What's been going on at Mandalay?
Well, everything's been going on here. I'm getting ready to head to California for a week so we can get tuned up for football season because that's about the last of my free time till the Super Bowl. But, since I talked to you guys last, we've finally got everything done. We've got the Michael Jackson Cirque show going here. Every single one of my customers has been there says it's the best show, not just right now in Vegas, but ever in Vegas. So we've got tons of people coming in from everywhere just to see the Michael Jackson MJ1 show. And we got these beach concerts. It's amazing. You know, guy from Nebraska and my age, they've got the Lost 80s coming up on August 10th. It's Flock of Seagulls, Wang Chung, Naked Eyes. Then, you know, we go to Sublime and then Daughtry and then Ziggy Marley. So it's kind of like a festival out at the beach. Those concerts are a ton of fun.
Outstanding. There's always something going on. And, folks, as we always say, if you listen to the Doug and Daddy Show, if you're Nebraskans and you're out in Vegas, stop by, see Mike. You can shoot him an email. You can contact him on the Mandalay Bay website and find out more. But Mike always takes care of our listeners and Nebraska fans. So let's talk a little sports here. Mike, I'm sure you got a chance to see the poll. That's the one interesting thing that we always talk about, Jimmy. The poll from the coaches or the media is different than the way Vegas views it. Was there something immediately that jumped out, you said, wow, our over-under win total might be a little bit different than what the coaches think of a team?
You know, not really. Alabama over-under wins is 11, so that tells you a great deal. Oregon's 11. Of course, those are regular season games, and you know, don't count the conference championship games or bowl games. So that tells you a lot about Alabama and Oregon and their schedules. And college is a little different than the NFL. It seems like the NFL, there's one or two teams that win the Super Bowl or at least get to the Super Bowl that nobody thought would get there. And in college football right now, I think Alabama's favored by double digits in every game except one or two. I think it might just be one now for the whole season. And that's the game, I think it's at Texas A&M, and that when it actually goes may go to double digits. So you got a team that's really, from our point of view here in Vegas, when you're favored by double digits, and some of them are high double digits in every game at the beginning of the season, unless some drastic injuries occur or team suspensions, it's tough to go against anybody but Alabama.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Hey, how about Louisville? Where do you have them at, like your over-under on Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville's 10.5, and they're actually – if you can't bet Alabama to win at all, because it's ridiculous to lay 5-2. You can get more than 5-2 betting them every week, and on them, even on their huge money lines, you can get better than 5-2 if you bet them on just every week to win on the money line. But Louisville opened at 25, and we still have them at 20-1 to win it all. And with their schedule and their Heisman candidate quarterback, I think they can go far. Alabama really needs to beat A&M, and you know, every game in their conference is tough, but they look so dominant. But if you can get to a one-game thing, and Louisville can get to the BCS championship game, their road's pretty easy if they put together. It's going to be interesting. I think their first game's against Ohio and Frank Solich's team, and you know, they always play well. They're well coached. I'm kind of interested to see how that game goes, because if Louisville beats Ohio by a lot, I think it'll indicate how good Louisville really is.
We're talking with Mike Perenio. He's director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You always have a team or two early, and we'll talk NFL when we get closer to the end of the month with Mike, because he always has a couple of stellar plays, and that's the point. Why go in and say that Alabama's going to win the national championship when later in the year you're probably going to get near the same odds? You already have a college football team, or maybe even two, that is a good investment?
Yeah, like I said, in the college football, I really like Louisville. They're 20-1. They're good odds. And, you know, we've discussed before, sometimes in the NFL, you can get good odds in week 14 or 16 or 17. If you got a team that has to win to make the playoffs, like that 1 year with Green Bay, you can get them at 20-25-1, and then not have to worry about you know, what they're doing all year long. But you know, college football, you just basically got it. The odds are pretty good on everybody. If you take out Alabama, Ohio State, and A&M, you can get a good price on just about anybody. But you know, you just kind of got to take a shot with somebody. And hope they can pull off some upsets. And even if Notre Dame loses, or Alabama loses a game, they still might make the championship game anyway and be tough to beat. Like, that's happened before. But it's tough. The conferences, I can't wait for the playoff system to start.
Yeah, that's a good point on Louisville, because they do have to run it. And not only that, they probably need to get some help, because if Ohio State runs it, And Alabama would run it, they're going to be in the championship game. So Louisville's got to have some help. Somebody's got to beat one of those two teams. Because if they do go on and win that all, I think those two will be playing. Is that what you think too?
Yeah, and I think there's a, you know, and A&M's the same way, but Alabama and A&M play each other. So Ohio State, you know, in the conference, there's no guaranteed Ohio State can run it. they look pretty good. And if they don't, the thing with Louisville is I really they should be they might be a really good cover team this year because they've got a Heisman Trophy candidate, a quarterback. And guess what? It's like the old days with Boise State and those teams that don't have a chance to get in the playoffs unless they look really, really good. And I don't think they're going to let off the gas in any game they play. they're going to want to win by 45 or 50 every game.
Yeah, Mike's been right on with that. We've had him on over the last few years. He's been right on. There's no need to pull your starters because they need to run it up or somebody goes, oh, wow, they only won by 35. What happened? Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay. Let's get a quick look for the folks, and I know there are some from the listening area that are going to be coming out there this month and might want some future odds on the NFL. NFL more wide open this year, or do you see it maybe a little more condensed, not as many teams that are of value or have a shot? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, NFL's always wide open, whether the betting odds or not. It's pretty condensed on the top couple, and then it's pretty well spread out. There's no huge, huge long shots. Jacksonville's 250-1, and the Arizona Cardinals and Raiders are in Tennessee and Buffalo around 100-1. Although, if I had my choice, Buffalo, I don't think it's a 100-1 team. So that there's some value in the Buffalo Bills because of their division, but. They're pretty packed in after you throw. If you throw out Denver, and they've had some injuries there, and throughout some of these, the Niners are going to be awfully tough. But even if you get to the Super Bowl, sometimes it just takes one game. And the NFL's any given day in the NFL. There's some teams I like that are decent odds. I think the Cleveland Browns will have a big year this year. That conference. They got Cincinnati in there, and they've probably ruined their chances by being on the TV show this year.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks probably put them out of it. Although I like what they're doing at Cincinnati. They're getting rid of the players that don't have good character, and it might take a year or two. I think they might be good, but the Hard Knocks is going to kill them. That just creates too much stuff inside the locker room. Cleveland's always had a pretty decent offense and defense. I like their quarterbacks maturing. And they've got the running back, Trent Richardson, now coming back from a knee injury. He may be the best running back besides Peterson, and that's coming out if his health holds up and his leg holds up. I've heard really, really good things about Cleveland Browns, and right now we got them at 60-1. The other one's the Saints, getting their coach back, and Drew Brees still being the man. They're 17-1, but seems to me Cleveland Browns at 60-1 is a pretty good start off of the year.
Yeah, hey, I when I was down at Mandalay Bay, I did play Louisville at 25-1 early in like March, I think. So just wanted to let you know, I wanted to warn you that if they hit, you could be in deep trouble with the amount of money I bet on that.
What day in March so I can lock that ticket out? I want to lock that ticket out so I have to see you cash it.
There you go. Hey, another one. How about at the time at Tampa Bay? I played Tampa Bay, and I can't remember. I don't have my ticket in front of me. I thought for some reason I'm thinking they're like 33-1 or 35 or something like that.
Well, we opened at Tampa Bay at 50, and they're up to 60 now. So.
Okay. So I got to get back and play that. I'll be there in a couple weeks.
Put a little bit more on.
There you go. I got to load up on that thing.
Just cause.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we get a lot of Doug and Daddy fans that stop in all the time. I don't always tell you guys, but it's amazing the loyalty of the fans, and they do come by and stop in. And sometimes they're staying at some of our other properties even and make a point of coming in and saying hi, and we really appreciate your guys' listeners.
Well, that's outstanding. Outstanding. Mike, before we let you go, it is baseball season, and I think we could be at a point where there's somebody on the fringe right now, and I don't think we can even say the Royals. They're winning, and they're not gaining any ground. But who's a baseball dark horse now that has some good odds?
Yeah, baseball, this time of year, it's tough. I still remember the Cardinals killing us that one year. I don't see any team like that where we're going to give you 500-1 on them, and they're going to make a run in the wild cards and get in. I kind of like the team that I like that looks like they've got all the pieces, and they got the pitching and the offense is Tampa Bay. And because they're in that division, it's really jam-packed, and there's in the American League, it seems like, with the Yankees being off and the Tigers not looking like they're absolutely unbeatable. You could get a good price maybe in the American League. It's surprising Pittsburgh's usually after the All-Star break they completely fold, but they've actually been playing pretty well still. Doesn't look like they're going to fold at all, but injuries are hurting again. Cardinals are banged up big time, big disappointments probably. The Angels, but the Dodgers are making up for that and keeping the California people happy. But I think Tampa Bay Rays, I always want to say Devil Rays, but the Tampa Bay Rays at 15-1 aren't a bad play right now.
Yeah, at 15-1, that's a heck of a play right now because the Boston and them are going back and forth, you know, for about every other day. I had one question for you. I went to Del Mar on Wednesday and tried to hit the pick six, million-dollar carryover. I had the six horse that went off at 36-1, but I missed a couple others in there, and I still didn't get to cash. I was four out of six and paid $336,000. Did somebody have it at Mandalay Bay that day? There was only three winning tickets.
No, I probably wouldn't have been available for the interview if I'd hit it. I'd probably be still at Del Mar if I was hit that thing when I'm there, taking another 2-3 weeks off. But I'm actually going down to Del Mar next week and having some fun with my wife and myself and playing golf. And like I said, rejuvenating before the football season. But, yeah, that's one of the things we do here, that we really take care of our horse race players. I actually talked to a guy that listens to your show was telling me they're redoing Fawner Park, maybe here in the and making that a nicer facility. And it was Lincoln. They were doing a track in Lincoln. So I'm hoping horse racing takes off again because I remember the good old days down there with Bersid and Doctor Who. I'm maybe dating myself to the the horse race.
We know
race
who you're talking about.
Roman Zipper.
Yes, Roman Zipper.
Oh no! We went to new heights. We went to new heights on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, we're out of time. We always appreciate you joining us on a Friday, and it's that time of the year where we get to chat quite a bit. I hope have a great vacation, and we'll talk to you towards the end of the month.
Well, thanks. I didn't get to talk about highlight and cricket, but maybe next time.
We'll do it as long as there's no harness racing. Mike, thanks so much for the time.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Brady Hook, Michigan head football coach, coming up next. That's Mike Perenio joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. Great guy. When you're in Vegas, stop by. If you get a chance, Mandalay Bay, he'll take care of you.
He knows what he's talking about, Doug. I mean, if you listen to the guy on this show, you would make money if you listened to what he said.
We'll take a break. Back with Brady Hook after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
You're in your car. It's hot out, like Death Valley hot. The sweat running down your brow could be from the heat or because you're nervous your battery's finally out of juice. There's only one thing to do. Turn the key. Then head straight for AutoZone, where they can tell if it's about to fail. Plus, it's nice and air-conditioned in there, too.
Right now, come into AutoZone and get your battery tested for free. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone carries reliable Duralast batteries. Don't get stranded. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're going to love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir. Your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood Pulled Pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only.
There's limited days left of summer vacation.
The Kearney Little Leaguers are in Indianapolis for the Midwest Regional Tournament, and you can catch every game on television at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill. That's right, Jersey's is carrying ESPN3 and will televise every Kearney Little League game throughout the next week. Games are at noon Friday, Saturday, and Monday, and at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Catch the Kearney Little Leaguers at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
We'll have partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms developing. East winds at 5 to 15 with our highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm, mostly cloudy and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan. It's always fun to talk to Mike Perenio and Steve Sponberg, little Husker recruiting. Brady Hoke here momentarily. Oh, he takes care of his horse racing folks out there at Mandalay Bay. You may not have hit that pick six, but if you were at Mandalay Bay, Jimmy, I know he would have taken care of you with a refreshment and a meal. I know for sure.
Hey, Doug.
And I want to see the Michael Jackson show, too.
Doug, I was there one time not too long ago. Just mentioned that I listened to your show. Sat down, was bet a couple races, and, you know, maybe was up $70, which was tickled to death to have it, you know. He comes over to me, and he goes, hey, there's a boxing match here. Would you like to go? And I go, yeah, I mean, I'd love to go. And he goes, well, how many tickets do you need? Well, quickly, I just said four. I mean, if I would have thought about it, I could have had any number. I mean,
no.
Four. I said four.
And don't abuse the privilege.
No, I know. I said, well, I got four. We could go four. I mean, talk about taking care. So he gives me the tickets, and it said 000 on it. So they were comps.
Yeah.
They were comp tickets. But they were selling them outside for $200 a piece. That's $800 worth of tickets. So, I mean, people, you might want to go to Mandalay Bay and just tell them, you know, Doug Duda.
No, say Doug and Daddy. Just say Doug and Daddy. Right. Just say Doug and Daddy. Yeah, I mean, don't be shy. I'm serious. Don't be shy.
No, don't. They want to take care of you.
I've heard it from both ends. Mike's talking about it. People that go out and come back say, hey, we went and saw Mike. It was great. He, you know, we did this, we did that. Even the folks say, well, we don't really do a whole, we're kind of seeing the sights, but he did that, you know. They got, and plus Mandalay Bay.
He's from Nebraska.
Yeah,
the guy's from Nebraska.
Yeah, he played for Frank Solich at Lincoln Southeast when he was in high school.
Drove for him in driver's ed, I think.
He's outstanding. Can ride a trike. Let's do our Big Ten Media Day, our Big Ten football preview here. And today it is Brady Hoke, Michigan head coach, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver.
Ohio State's at the farthest end of the building. You're sitting right here. Is that ironic?
Well, I don't know if it's ironic. I didn't make the table plate, so.
Michigan football, third year, that's the year that everybody talks about. It's your team. Do you agree with that philosophy?
Well, I mean, we've been able to, you know, install the things that we want to have consistency in the program with. When you look at offensively and defensively, I think we're at a point where we've got a couple classes in that are totally ours. I think our depth's better. I think that's been a biggest issue, is having enough depth on the offensive and defensive line.
Obviously, it's not good when you lose a player, but Devin comes in. The silver lining is now he's got experience for you going into this year. How valuable is that?
Well, I think it's really valuable. The five games that he got to play quarterback in, and, you know, the venue of playing in Columbus, I think you learn a lot from that environment. I think playing in a bowl game against a real quality South Carolina team, you know, that had very good athletes on defense, I think he learned a lot about himself there too, and how we need to, you know, function as an offense, and how it's decisions he makes going to mean a lot.
There were some questions going into the fall last year about the running game at this time of the year. Probably not as many questions this year. What did you see out of them this spring?
Well, I thought, you know, I think we're very comfortable with what we're doing in the running game. I think, you know, Fitz will be healthy. He's he's had a great spring and summer. Thomas Rawls and Justice Hayes and Drake Johnson, I really think all three of those guys have really improved, and then we have the two young guys coming in, but it ain't going to be any good if we don't block the line of scrimmage, and I like the genetics of the guys we've recruited. I like where they're at from a mental standpoint, but we got to have a good fall camp and a physical fall camp, and I think the depth is very good.
Chat with Brady Hoke, is there anything that's still keeping you up at night as you get ready for fall camp?
Well, right now, it's excitement to get started, you know, to be honest with you. You know, we have a couple days of vacation or whatever, and you know, it's time to play football again.
We've went through this discussion out in Nebraska, is that this could be Nebraska's biggest game of the year when they play Michigan. But that may not necessarily be the case for Michigan. You've got Ohio State, you've got Notre Dame, maybe and Michigan State. When it's not the biggest game of the year for you and it might be for the other team, can that make a difference? Psyche team, the week getting ready for it?
Well, you know what? That's why you got to be ready every week. I mean, you got to take one week at a time. You got to understand the opponents, and you got to understand, you know, the journey that you're on to win a championship and how important that journey is of taking one game at a time and playing your best football and improving every week.
Brady, tell me a little bit about your defense and where they have improved, how they've come along for you.
I think the biggest thing is what we've been able to do is the depth we have. You know, the first 2 years of the program, we didn't really have the depth that you would want. We didn't have the, you know, just the numbers in general. So I think we're at a point now that we'll be able to rotate guys through and keep guys fresh and playing hard, and they understand it, and I think that will help us. I think we're a little further with pass rushers than we have been, so trying to, you know, get pressure with four-man rush is going to be a big thing for us.
Special teams?
You know, I'm excited about, you know, Gibbons and what he's done. I think he's made 14 of 16. What's Gibbons? Yeah, something like that, right? And so I really like what he's done. Matt Weil came in a year ago, made a long field goal, big-time field goal against Michigan State for us. His kickoffs, I think we need to improve a little bit, and he's worked hard on it this summer. And in the punting game, he's done a nice job, and a lot of confidence in him. Long snapper, and as you all know, that's as important as anything. Jarriff Glanda is a guy that we're glad's back.
Let me ask you, Nebraska offered a scholarship to a long snapper.
Have
you?
Too.
You did?
Yeah, we signed one. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Can you imagine that 10 years ago?
No. Yeah, and it's become such a specialty position now for guys that I think it's... obviously, you're not going to do that every year, but I think... you've got a chance to develop a guy, or if you have a guy that you're going to scholarship, you need to do it.
And finally, I know coaches don't care what the media says, but everything I'm reading about Michigan and listening to the guys we talk to is that, oh my goodness, 2014, 2015, Wolverine football going to be competing for a national title. Why can't they be this year? And I know you will be.
Well, you know, we're going to find out. You know, that's why you play the games and see how far we've advanced and where we've improved. And we're excited about our team. You know, I will say that, which I don't say very often. But I'm excited of how they've worked together and the progress they've made in the leadership.
Coach, always a pleasure to chat with you. Have a great season.
You do the same. Good seeing you.
Thanks, Brady. Brady Hoke, part of our Big Ten preview from Media Days, and our Big Ten preview brought to you by Bruce Furniture of Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Right now, their red-hot store-wide clearance sale is going on through Monday. Stop by, and they've got a clearing room for truckloads of merchandise coming this fall. They've got the best name furniture, Lazy Boy, Ashley, Tempur-Pedic, Chromecraft, plus many more at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. Right now, they have the Serta, number one selling mattress in America, queen set, European pillow top, just $4.99. Free delivery, free setup, free haul away. It's all part of your purchase when you stop by and see them at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Michigan, some people are high on them, some people are not high on them. It'll be interesting to see how the Wolverines do this year, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, that'll probably be a key game. And I mean, you know, the Michigan State, Michigan, Nebraska. You know, if anybody had a tough season last year, it was Michigan State. You know, they had a lot of close games that they lost.
They lost the close ones. Nebraska won the close ones.
That's exactly right. And that's where Nebraska, you're a little apprehensive about, hey, how tough are we going to be? Plus, you know, of all the teams in the Big Ten, you know which team has the fewest returning starters? We talked about it the other day.
Yeah, in Nebraska, and then as we did some Illinois. Further research, because you took my paper.
Did I take it? I'm sorry.
Nebraska, Illinois, there was three of them. One, they're Michigan. Michigan has 12. That's why people are talking about Michigan going into 2020. 14 and 2015 being so much better because these will all be hoax boys, and a lot of them are going to have to play as underclassmen this year.
Right.
So there you go. A couple other sports notes before we get out of here. Nebraska men's basketball has released the non-conference portion of their schedule. We knew quite a bit of it. They've got of their 12 non-conference games, five are on the road. Three of those are right before Thanksgiving at the Charleston Classic in South Carolina. They'll play Massachusetts, then either New Mexico or Alabama-Birmingham, and then a third game. They also play at Creighton and at Cincinnati. They start with their only exhibition game, which will be Monday, November 4th against UNK, then the official opener against Florida Gulf Coast. They've got Western Illinois, South Carolina State, Northern Illinois, Miami of Florida, Arkansas State, and the Citadel. Of course, Florida Gulf Coast and Miami both made the Sweet 16 last year. So there you go. Nebraska women have picked up another commit. 5'7 guard out of California, Natalie Romeo, averaged 21 points, nearly 7 assists, and 6 steals per game. So a great get there. And Andy Sajovic wins the Nebraska men's amateur. Westburn of Kearney finished in a tie for 24th. And the NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremonies tomorrow. The Hall of Fame game is Sunday. Jimmy, some really big-time names going in there. Chris Carter, Jonathan Ogden, Larry Allen, Warren Sapp, Coach Bill Parcells. 100th anniversary is going to be quite a party, quite an event this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know, before we go, hats off to Runza, too, putting on a pretty good performance there, finishing the final three. They did a heck of a job. Royals, 9-game winning streak. Got a little information here. In 77 and 78, they won 10 in a row. In 94, they won 14 in a row. In 77, they won 16 in a row. Can they sweep the Mets? The Mets, they're not going to see their best three pitchers. I mean, they're not going to sweep the Mets.
No, the odds are they're not, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And I hope they do, but on the road in New York, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Just keep it rolling. Yeah, keep it rolling. Keep winning.
Hope they don't get swept. That'd be bad.
Don't
fall
on the
sick there.
Kearney Little Leaguers just getting underway. I had a caller wanted to know about the Little League. As we've said all week here on the show, all you have to do is go on your computer to ESPN3.com. You can also watch ESPN on your phone or tablet or all those really neat gadgets, right, Producer Jeff?
Yes, sir. That's how I'm going to watch on my tablet.
All right. So enjoy it, folks. And coming up Monday, we've got more Big Ten football talk. It'll be MIAA Media Day. So that means we'll find out where the Lopers are in the preseason polls. By the way, Hastings College was put fifth in the coaches' poll. They have quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers that they all need to fill in and get some new kids in those starting positions. So Coach Harper expecting that. And more coming up here in our sports report momentarily on that story with Mike Will. So we'll find out about the Lopers at MIAA Media Day. Jimmy, you're back on Monday?
Yep, see you Monday.
Can't wait to have the weekend. It was a great show today for guests. Hope you enjoyed it all. If you missed any of it, you can go to our podcast in about 5 minutes here and listen to it all again. ESPN Superstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Josh Harvey talking Husker football and recruiting from Big Red Report. Brady Hoke, Michigan football coach. Steve Sponberg, Hastings College and Sutton baseball coach, coming off the state championship. And Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. For Jim Lang and I'm Doug Duda, enjoy the weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.